Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, yeah. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you.
Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show 2012. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via internet, on Blog Talk Radio, and those that are listening via cell phone. Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. Guys, before I get into anything else, I want to say that there's so much going on today. And, you know, because of that, I wanted to talk about the storm. The storm is ginormous, if that's a word. The storm is big, it's wide, it's furious, and it's pounding down on the East Coast right now. What I'm saying is that if you have family in any area that this path of this storm, please contact them. Plead with them to get out of harm's way, and hopefully they'll take your plea and get out of harm's way, because the storm is just about to come on land. They're predicting about 7:30, 8 o'clock, the storm's going to be hitting shore, and it's huge, guys. It is huge, and it will tear this any place apart. So if you do have family or friends in these areas, please call them. Make sure they're okay, and make sure they're out of harm's way, and not sitting there trying to sit out this storm. It's not a thunderstorm. It's not a snowstorm. It's a hurricane. And hurricanes are bad news. We know what happened with Katrina. Now, Katrina was the fiercest storm that I think that the United States has ever seen. But this storm here is bigger than Katrina. It's not as fierce as Katrina is, as far as winds and all this. But it's huge. It's wide and big. And it does have some force now. It's up to 90 miles per hour winds. That is fast. That is blowing. So, you know how fast you're going when you're doing 90 on the expressway in your car. That's how hard this wind is blowing from this storm. So again, guys, if you have family or friends in the path of this storm, call them. Make sure they're okay, and make sure they're out of the path of this storm, because they can get cars back, they can get cars again, they can get homes rebuilt, they can get businesses rebuilt, they can get streets rebuilt. Everything, all this stuff can be replaced, but the lives can't be, okay? And I always say, God doesn't do things for no reason. There's a reason for this natural disaster, but you don't have to sit there and try to ride out the storm, because it is not a plaything. Please, guys, please, I'm pleading with you to plead with your friends or family to get out of there. So, anyway, that's my plea for the storm. Let's get into the show. The show, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in there in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. That's The Frank Williams Show. type that in, the show page should come up there, and voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Now, the show tonight is also being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. All right? Now, whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, or corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of any of your needs or concerns. So give them a call today. Their office number again is 770-732-0244. And again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Come to the show, say hello, or come here on the topic. And our topic for today, guys, we talked about this a little bit at work. And that's kind of where sometimes I pull a lot of my show material from work, because we have a chance to talk about a lot of different things at work. And sometimes I'm like, man, that'll be a great show. Now, today's show is the 7-day week and the meaning of the days. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because this was my idea. I asked someone at work, do you know how they came up with the names for the days of the week? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How did they come up with those? How did they come up with Sunday? How did they come up with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? So no one knew, so I went and researched it. I found out how they derived for the days of the week. I'm going to tell you that in just a minute. Now, another thing is that I know a lot of people listening to the show, and I encourage some people to have their kids listen to the show, because not only do they not know this information, but maybe their kids don't know this information, or maybe they do. I don't know. Who knows? But I encouraged everyone to listen to the show and to have their kids listening to the show, because I'm here to educate. I'm not only educating myself, I'm educating my audience as well. Okay? Now, so here's the deal. We're going to talk about, the seven days, the start of the 7 days. And the start of the 7 days, I believe, and you guys may not believe it, but it's my belief, and guys, this is my opinion, okay? This is my opinion about this, so don't send me some bad emails or messages saying, Frank, you're wrong about this, yada, 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 yada. It's my opinion. I've pulled some things off the internet. We know the internet may not be all the time true. Fact, but I believe I have a pretty good source for this. Now, the week, W-E-E-K, concept itself originally came from Market Day, which came once a week, but varied from every 3 days to every 10. The Jews had a 7-day week provided by the Bible, with God himself setting the 7-day length and the enforced day of rest and worship. Now, this dates back to Moses, 1400 B.C., before Christ. This was brought into writing in the Torah, in around 450 BC, you know, from earlier writings. But the Hindus also had a 7-day week up to 500 BC, as did the Babylonians. Okay? 7 was also a long-standing lucky number and coincided with the number of local astronomical bodies that early humans could see. 5 planets, the sun, and the moon. I'm going to say that again. 7 was a long-standing lucky number and coincided with the number of local astronomical bodies that early humans could see. So what they're saying is, back in the day, the early humans, the people, you know, way, way, way before us, they could see 5 planets. They could see the sun and they could see the moon. Okay? And they're saying that a clear, practical use of the week is to set out both religious days, the concept of resting periodically, and to set out a day when people meet for commerce and other reasons. While the lunar month would be an obvious period of time to track upon, it would be too long for practical use. And this, and, you know, stuff like meeting for commerce would need to be more frequent. The 7-day week has a convenient lunar link. 7 days is sort of a quarter of a lunar month, 29.5 days between new moons. At least it fits better than 6, 8, or 9. 10 days is too long between the period of rest or trade, and 5 may be just too short. So they had a dilemma in there. But 7 worked out perfectly. You know, there were all alternative systems as well. The anthropologists note that week lengths from 3 days to 10 days. Early Egypt used a 10-day week, but had changed by 500 BC. The early Romans actually had an 8-day marketing week. Market days were 8 days apart until Caesar Augustus, who is Julius Caesar's nephew and the great builder of the Imperial Roman Empire, reset it to 7 days in practice, following the then common practice of 7 days in Egypt and justifying it with the 7 local astronomical bodies. Okay? The Incan calendar had 10 days per week. The Aztecs and Mayans had 2 lengths, 13 and 20. It says, no wonder they died out of exhaustion. Both concepts were swept away by the Europeans. Okay? And the Europeans got rid of the 13 and the 20-day thing. They stuck with the 7 days. Now, with Judaism and Christianity going for 7 days, that gave the 7-day week a solid push. India had kept its 7 days. This spread to China and Japan by 600 AD. In the end, 7 days as an international standard became sufficiently accepted because the standard for the world, it became the standard for the world. The major recent innovation has been the addition of a second day of rest, forming the weekend. That's pretty cool, isn't it? The major recent innovation has been the addition of a second day of rest, forming the weekend. You know, we talk about the weekend all the time. Monday through Friday is the work week, and we do this to get to the weekend. So Sunday was originally the day of rest. And it's funny, I usually work six days a week. With Sunday, I don't have to work. So Sunday is my rest day. Isn't that wild? So, but, you know, recently, which means, I guess, in our time, in AD time, the innovation has been the addition of a second day of rest, forming the weekend. Now, that's pretty good. I learned something right there. Hope you did, too. Okay? So, you know, I believe that God came up with the 7 days of the week, and he said it was the 6 days of the week, and then he said the seventh day would be a day of rest. Okay? So that's what I believe, and if you guys believe something different, that's fine. You actually can call into the show, 818-301-5834. I have a caller up on the show right now from the 404 area code with the first three digits of 328. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams on the Frank Williams Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing a little grocery shopping, and sorry to interrupt. I guess when I was walking, my phone hit one.
Okay.
Sorry about
so
that.
So you don't have a comment.
Just to say, hey, how you doing? That's about it, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, and thanks a lot for calling. And again, guys, 818-301-5834. Now, the 7 day week, and the meaning of the names of the days is pretty interesting as well. You know that was a song back in my day. I forgot who sang the song or whatever, but it was like it went something like this: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, something like that. You know, you guys remember that song? And I guess it was getting to the weekend. You know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, some Sunday, Monday. I don't know all the words to it. Maybe I'll find that song and get it to you. One day we'll sing that song. But the seven day week, how the names were derived. Okay, the Babylonians marked time with lunar months. They prescribed some activities during several days of the month, particularly the first visible crescent, the seventh, the waxing half moon, then the 14th, the full moon. The 19th was dedicated to an offended goddess. The 21st day was the waning half moon. The 28th day was the last visible crescent. The 29th day, the invisible moon. And the 30th day, possibly, the invisible moon. The major periods are 7 days, a quarter month long. This seven-day period was later regularized and disassociated from the lunar month to become our seven-day week. Naming of the days. The Greeks named the days week after the sun, the moon, and the five known planets, which were in turn named after the gods Ares, Hermes, Zeus, Aphrodite, and Cronus. The Greeks called the days of the week the Theon Himari. The Theon Himari. And that means days of the gods. The Romans substituted their equivalent gods for the Greek gods, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. The two pantheons are very similar. The Germanic peoples generally substituted roughly similar gods for the Roman gods, Tway, Woden, Thor, Freya, but did not substitute Saturn. Sunday is the sun's day, the sun in the sky, the sun's day, or the day of the sun. Okay, Monday is the moon's day, or you know, pronounced as Monday, the day of the moon. All right, Monday is the moon day. Tuesday is Titus' day. That's one of the Roman gods. Wednesday is Woden's day, which is one of the Roman gods. Woden is the chief Anglo-Saxon Teutonic god. These some words I say, yeah, guys. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. And Woden was the leader of the Wild Hunt. Woden is from W-O-D, what? Violently Insane, plus E-N, which is headship. He is identified with the Norse Odin. Guys, you got to look this stuff up. Thursday is Thor's day. He was also one of the Greek gods. Okay? Thor's day. And then Friday is Freya's day. Freya was also, she was actually a goddess of love. Freya is a goddess of love. Saturday is Saturn's day. Saturn's day. Saturn is the Roman and Italic god of agriculture and the consort of ox. He is believed to have ruled the earth during an age of happiness and virtue. That's Saturday. Saturday is always happy. Okay? Right? So, again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. You can go get this stuff anywhere online and talk about it with your kids. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Go and get this stuff and talk to your kids about it, because that's something that I think they'll want to know. Okay? I despise the guys who criticize and the enterprise of other guys whose enterprises help them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show, and have a great evening. It's Frank. I'm over and out. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, Laura.
Yeah, the guy. Yes, right.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Are you still there? You still at the store?
Yeah, I'm checking out the cover right now. Why you need something?
Okay. Nah. I was just wondering.
Okay. Thank you.
You down on Faber Road?
Nah, I'm up on Thorn Road.
Okay.
I just left the office. I just stopped by this program.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, friend.